Right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Master P said, it ain't my fault. Maybe that is what Carson Beck is saying, because they've got to fix the passing game. But they also have to fix the drops. And whether it's Dylan Bell or Lawson Lucky or Humphreys or Dominic Lovett, all these guys had big drops against Texas.
Right. I mean, Carson Beck, if you just watch the box score, and of course you watch the game, but you'd say, man, Carson Beck's got to be better. They did not help him out. He put the ball on schedule in people's hands, and they could not bring it in. So that's part of the entire story, but of course we focus on all those turnovers.
We do. Three picks, and here's the issue with Carson Beck. Even if he says, it ain't my fault, three times in the past four games you've had multiple pick games. That's an issue. So you're talking about three times in the past four games, this is kind of where you're living. Mike, you're turning it over too much. Again, this didn't come back to bite you in this game, but you can't continue to do that. Beck, 23 of 41 against Texas, 175 yards. But let's be clear, the drops played a role. Kirby even said as much, as he's like, I don't know if we could be more comical with these drops after the game. So the interceptions are one thing, but Mike, how do you fix this passing game? And again, if he's delivering the ball where it needs to be and these guys are dropping it, you can't put that on Carson Beck.
That's where, you know, as we said, you know, there are certain things, if you watch the whole game, it wasn't his fault now, but he's still got to be better with the football. He's just got to make better decisions. Some of these, you know, some of those throws were just, it's just not where the ball needs to be. Bobo's got to tighten that up. And it's also hurting his draft stock to a degree. You know, I mean, at some point, people are going to say, you know, what are you a turnover machine? He's won the game. The good news is, unless Nico really tightens up, I am a leva down there up in Tennessee. He and David Pollack told us about this last week. You know, they're winning kind of despite him. He's been very inconsistent. He's kind of, they've ran the ball more in Tennessee. I was thinking that would be a tough one. That was in Knoxville, maybe. I think you certainly get by Tennessee. I think you get by Florida, despite the fact you're going to lose two defenders for the first half of the game thanks to the stupid targeting rules.
Yeah.
But it's hard to see. Maybe Missouri. But Missouri plays kind of funny. Like they sleptwalked for the first half against Auburn. I know it was an 11 o'clock start, and they eventually came roaring back. But it's hard to see Georgia not running it, even with Carson Beck being a little sloppy with the football. If this defense plays like it did on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, what we're laying out for you is the two biggest challenges maybe left on the schedule, right? They're going to be favorite now moving forward in every game. The 24-17 win Tennessee at home against Alabama was big because it keeps them alive.
Again, they have to go to Oxford, but if they play that same level of defensive intensity, there's
done.
No way that Jackson Dart or anybody at Ole Miss can handle that.
No, totally agree. 404-726-0929. Follow us, guys, on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station, 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Coming up, Falcon Report at 5 o'clock. And we will also get some guy talk coming up a little bit later on this hour. As we're talking about college football, the new rankings are out. We kind of broke it down for you guys. Next week, Tuesday, the playoff committee will meet, and Mike will start to get these playoff committee rankings, which are the ones that really matter, guys. That's going to be the 12. Their final 12 is what's going to matter. But right now, Georgia is 2 in the country behind Oregon. And I said, maybe it was Turtle yesterday. I was like, are Oregon, Georgia in the national championship? Dan Lanning. Remember, he came here his first year and got destroyed.
Oh, they took a whooping. I mean, that was an absolute beatdown in the perfect season. Yeah. Tuesday, November 5th, and then they go six. They have six more of these drops as far as the rankings until December 8th. And that's the Sunday after the conference championship weekend.
All right, so Penn State, Ohio State, Texas, that's what we're looking at. I think Texas is 6 in the coaches' poll. Miami is still unbeaten, Mike. But if you were to ask me, and this is the point that Mike makes a lot, like right now, okay, we're 8 weeks in. All these teams you're not only familiar with, you're like, okay, this looks very – this kind of looks like what I thought it would. If I told you right now, it'd be Clemson, Tennessee, LSU, Texas, Miami, Ohio State – all these teams in the playoffs, I'm all for it. The problem is you've got unbeatens that are outside of the top 12 right now that still have a chance, okay? They got to win out, and we'll see how these conference championships play out. But, Mike, let's just put it in perspective. Penn State plays Ohio State, or Oregon plays Ohio State in the Big Ten championship. Oregon loses. Both are still in, and it's just who's crowned the conference champ.
I mean, look, you know the drill. You know, in the years that they would play Ohio State and Michigan, Penn State would probably drop one of both. You know, they'd win 10 games, and, you know, Coach Franklin gets to take him to a Rose Bowl or whatever. In this case, at Wisconsin, they'll win that one. Then at Ohio State, or Ohio State comes to Happy Valley. They got to go to Washington, Purdue, which is scoring some points, but still. This is maybe Franklin's best year.
Yes, it is.
With the best quarterback. You know, that he's, I mean, if you go back, I have to watch a little bit of this because my in-laws are Penn State and Pitt. But, I mean, LR is really good. I mean, he makes good decisions, and he's an athletic. 11 touchdowns, 4 picks. But certainly, and they've got two guys that can run the football. They got athletes. And you mentioned earlier in the show, they got two great edge rushers. Penn State's got the nice package.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of, do they choke it? Because we're kind of conditioned to expect them to just gack it in their biggest test in the Big Ten schedule.
So if it started today, Notre Dame would play at Texas. BYU would play at Miami. Iowa State, who's undefeated, would play at Tennessee. And Clemson would play at LSU. That's what it would look like.
How much fun is that?
It's great. It's great. And then those top four teams, as of right now, if it was to start today and it doesn't, Oregon, Georgia, Penn State, Ohio State, buys, right? Because let's assume they would win. We know that's not going to be the case because Oregon and Ohio State are in the Big Ten. But they win their conference championship. Somebody's going to move up. Mike, I actually think it may be Clemson or Miami. Obviously, whoever wins the ACC is going to be one of those top four teams.
And as we know, guys, or you don't know, Clemson doesn't play Miami on the schedule. They would play because, you know, no more divisions in the ACC, just 1-2 up in Charlotte. So if Clemson keeps winning out, wouldn't that be something? You know, I mean, Cam Ward going up. By the way, Florida State went into the Hard Rock a couple years ago, put 45 on Miami, threw the quarterback in the air. I wouldn't put it out of the realm of the impossible. The Canes dropped 60 on Florida State at the Hard Rock on Saturday night.
Well, they're scoring a lot. I mean, we saw that. Louisville gave them a big challenge last week, but they're scoring a lot of points. And Florida State is terrible.
Yeah, and they've gone with the kid, Cronhook, the kid from Benedictine is the kid they should be going with, the true freshman. Get him the reps and let him, because I think he's got more upside. He came in, he put the first throw, if you didn't see the game in Duke.
I didn't see the game.
50 yards, no reason to, but 50, no, but he drops a bomb 50 yards into the wide receiver's hands, and he drops the ball.
I am joking. I picked him in the pick'em segment, so right. I'm joking with you.
No, but I just, there's, look, Norvell, you can't get rid of him, guys. Florida State has no money. Miami is going to kick the ever-living crap out of Florida State.